I touch all with my brain. I touch all with my brain. All in my world is what I touch with my brain. All in my world is who I am. All in my world is what I am. I am that I am. I am the allness. I am the isness. I touch all. Now, what does it mean to touch? Oh, my brain is in my head, and I touch with my fingers, and I have nerve endings that go out to my fingertips, and they go out to my skin, everywhere in my body, inside and outside of my body. And it is all operated under the nerve system, and that nerve system carries impulses to my brain. And the impulses are impulses of happiness, of joy, of peace, of harmony, of love, of truth, or of sadness. It all depends on what the emphasis is of my touch system. What is it that I touch with my brain? My brain is what interprets the feeling. It interprets the touch. It interprets all of that. Now, it also balances all of that. My brain is a balanced brain. It is a brain that is balanced in every single beautiful way, and because it is balanced in every single and beautiful way, it is a joyous thing for me to have. It is a joyous thing for me to be aware of, a joyous thing for me to enjoy in my life. And that's my choice. Now, I can touch something and say, oh, that hurts. Or I can touch something and say, oh, that feels wonderful and good. Now, if I say, oh, that feels wonderful, that feels good about everything that I touch, everything that I possibly can touch, then I am in charge. Then I am saying to myself, my touch system responds to goodness. It responds to lovely things. It responds to joyous things. But if I don't do that, what I'm doing is I'm opening myself up to having touch feelings of not beneficial things. When your stomach tells you that you've eaten food that doesn't suit you or doesn't make you happy, or your tummy tells you it doesn't feel good, and you say, oh, I got a stomachache, oh, my stomach is terrible, oh, the moment you do that, you empower that situation to continue, and you empower that situation to get worse, and worse and worse and worse. But when you say to yourself, my stomach feels wonderful, when you any thought comes to you that your stomach doesn't feel wonderful, you say, my stomach feels wonderful, and you put that cause in motion, you put that concept in motion for yourself so that you can have a beautiful, happy, joyous feeling in your stomach. Now, you might feel your eyes are tired and say, oh, my eyes are tired. No. You close your eyes for a moment, and then you open them and you say, I have bright, sparkly eyes. I have bright, sparkly sight. Everything about my eyes are perfect and beautiful. You proclaim that. You name that. You enjoy that. You put that forth in your life, in your world, in everything that you are. And because that's what you do, that's what you experience. And because that's what you experience, your life is truly wonderful, truly grand, truly marvelous. Do you have the ability to be master of yourself? When you see something coming into your experience that's going to be harmful to you, are you touched by it and you say, oh, it's going to be an accident, oh, there's going to be, or do you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order? Are you so consistent and so persistent in saying that, that all is in divine order? Because that's the only difference there is. You say, oh dear, there's a problem, or all is in divine order. You have that ability to be touched in any way by any experience in your life. And you name it, you claim it, you experience it, you enjoy it. You are touched every moment of your life by all of the experiences that go through your life. You're touched every moment of your life by all of the activities that take place in your world. You're touched every moment of your life by every book you read, every movie you watch, every discussion you have, every thought you think, you're touched by it. It touches you. It says to you, this is good, this is bad. And you're going to allow the touch to be the master of who and what you are? No. Just as when you see an accident about to happen, you say, all is in divine order, you are being in charge of what experiences you're going to have. And you immediately say, all is in divine order. And when you confidently affirm that and know that and say that, that's what you experience. But you must take the responsibility of being in charge of your thoughts every moment of your life. You must be in charge of your thought every moment of your life so that every moment of your life, your thoughts are positive, joyful, beneficial thoughts to you. It's just that way that it's done. We know that. We know that thoughts are things. We know that everything that we think about, we manifest in our world. We know that whenever we're touched by anything in this world, whatever how and however we're touched by it, that is the experience we're going to have. Now, is this who you are? Is this what you do in your life? Is this what's important to you? If it is, then that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter, because you are in charge. You are the master of your thought. You are the one who takes charge of whatever you're touched by. So, we can be touched by little things, and that's okay. We can be touched by big things, and that's okay. But when we are the master of what we touch and what response we have from that touch or from that appearance of being touched, whatever response we have to that, then that is what we experience. And it's up to us to know and to do exactly what it is that we want to know and do. It's exactly up to us to know and to do how we're going to be touched by the world we live in, how we're going to be expressing the world we live in, what we're going to be doing about the world we live in. You're the one, totally you. You're the one who makes the decision of what is valuable for you, what is important for you, what you want to do. Are you going to be touched by your life and have it control you? Or are you going to touch your life? Touch every experience that comes into your world. Touch everything that you are. Are you going to be the master of every experience that comes into your world? Are you? You can be. What do you want to be? How do you want to do it? How do you want to think about it? How do you want to live it? How do you want to respond to it? Are you the master of everything that you are? Are you the master of everything that you think about? Are you the master of everything that comes your way? Are you the master? Ho, 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 ho. You just know it. You just know it. And as you know it, put that forth in your world. Put that forth in your thinking. Put that forth in your life. Know that. Know that now. Know that now and forevermore, because that's all that matters, that you are the master of whatever in your world would be inclined to touch you. You are the master of everything, and everything is yours to be master of. Today, make this claim for yourself. Today, make this realization for yourself. Today, make this understanding for yourself that you are indeed the master, and that's the only thing that matters. So speak your word for yourself today. Claim your word. Be in charge. Be the one who is in charge of whatever you are touched by. And when you are touched by everything in your world, be touched in a way in which you say, all is in divine order now. And have it be so. Have it be so, because that's all that matters. And know that as you're doing it, I love you. I love you. I love you.